At Avocado, we know that not all mattresses are created equal. While other beds trap heat, ours sets it free. Made without polyurethane foams and crafted with natural latex, cotton, and wool. Breathable, comfortable, and supportive. No overheating, just clean, organic sleep that performs. Save 15% on our award-winning mattresses this July 4th sale. Avocado, celebrate organic. Shop at avocadomattress.com or leading retailers nationwide.
Alive and Kicking
with Claire McKenna
on News Talk.
Now, May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. Largely preventable, it's the most common form of cancer in Ireland. Aisling Cleary is Clinical Director of the Laser and Skin Clinic, and she joins me in studio now. Aisling, you're very welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
I feel like people sort of eye roll when they hear this, and they're like, we know, we wear, you know, sunscreen, SPF, it's very important, but I still don't think we take it seriously enough, do we?
No, I don't think so. And I think there is, particularly in Ireland, kind of a sense of, well, I use my sunscreen when I go on holiday, but the rest of the year, you know, I don't need to. And I think that's, again, we don't get a lot of sunshine in Ireland in the, you know, particularly in the winter, but it's not just UV, you know, UVB rays, it's also UVA rays. So I think if you, you know, there's also that sense of, ah, well, if I get skin cancer, it's really easily treated, which it is. 90% of skin cancers are treatable. But I think there is just a very lax attitude around skin cancer. And I think the purpose of Skin Cancer Awareness Month is to get people to go, okay, let's stand up and pay attention here, particularly for children, younger adults. The incidence of cancer is increasing as well for skin cancer. So we want to get the message out there. It's easy. It's not that difficult. Pop your sunscreen on. If, you know, people who work outdoors, don't forget to, you know, put sunscreen behind your ears. Golfers, we see a high instance of melanoma on the back of legs. People who drive a lot, just put your sunscreen on. But particularly our children, like, you know, educate them. So teenagers should be popping sunscreen on if they're out for the day, if they're playing sport. And to tell them it's not about preventing just getting burnt. It's about preventing cellular damage and the formations of cancer.
Yeah. And, you know, we tend to wait until a really sunny day. But if our kids are playing a match and it's anyway a fair day, should we be putting it on all year round?
We should. And you know what? It's quite interesting. A lot of the younger generation look at the UV index now, which I never heard of. Until quite recently in the last number of years. So even on a cloudy day, if you look up the UV index and if it's over 3, we should be putting sunscreen on. So again, kids out on the soccer field, playing hockey, playing tennis, you know, the way you'd pop out in the morning, might play for an hour. That's enough to cause damage as well.
Sunbeds are huge as well, aren't they still? And you'd think they would have really gone out of fashion with the way fake tan has changed over the years. I mean, I put some on going to a wedding recently and I'm like, the difference, you don't smell of biscuits, you don't have to go to bed one colour, wake up completely the other with streaks you can't do anything about. Why would anybody get on a sunbed?
You know, that is such an interesting question because it is hugely popular with the kind of early 20 age profile. I think there is you know, there's a very body conscious, we're very body conscious now. There's a lot of people going to the gym. There's a lot of guys going to the gym. Men particularly don't want to bother with fake tan. Younger girls, it just looks good. It's, you know, it's even. And I think there's a huge influence from the celebrity culture as well. It shocks me because you have a 75% increased risk of developing skin cancer when you have one sunbed. So
wow,
why would
huge.
You? It's huge. It's
and
huge.
It's illegal for under 18s, but this isn't being upheld everywhere.
No, it's not. And it's really interesting. I parked my car one day, seeing is believing. There's a place where I was picking something up and there's a sunbed salon there. And in, I'd say over a 20-minute period, I sat in the car, I would say there was 15 people in and out that door and they were all very young looking. So they do, I know regulation is you have to be ID'd, but I think they just ask date of birth and a lot of these salons, they don't physically look at an ID.
Yeah, and people just might need to make an informed choice. And you can't put sunscreen on getting onto a sunbed, can you? Does that make any difference?
I don't know. It makes absolutely no difference, really. You know, if you think about the studies and the lights and the penetration, and the newer sunbeds on the market are even stronger. Yeah.
And we don't know enough yet about the UV lamps in nail salons, do we? I remember a couple of years ago, research coming out that cells were shown to change, but it's only research in its infancy.
It's in its infancy, and there hasn't been much published since, so I couldn't comment on that. I don't know enough. I'm guilty of getting my own nails done. But I think what's brilliant and what's great about science is that they're constantly investigating. They're constantly looking at statistics. Even in Ireland, if you look at the stats, skin cancer will double by the year 2040. Unless we make changes. So again, putting on the hat, putting on the sunscreen and doing lots of body checks. And again, I think this is a really important message to instill in our children from teenage years on. Just keep checking weekly. And I think that's important because we're fair, we're Irish. And even, you know, we like to have that little bit of a glow, but watch those moles, watch those freckles for the changes.
What changes are we looking out for?
So there's a really simple thing to do. And I always say it's A, B, C, D and E. A, look for the asymmetry. B, look for border. So look for like a little mole if there's changes around the border. C, look at colour if there's any changes. D, diameter if it's bigger than 6 millimetres. And E, evolving, which is if it's changing. Or anything that just isn't healing, or if you have a little spot that, you know, keeps bleeding or is scabby or just doesn't look right. I call some of them the ugly duckling. If you have one that just looks different from everything else, go to your GP or pop into skin check and get them looked at.
Yeah, and I know from having a biopsy myself, I would get my moles checked regularly. They don't have to be brown in colour.
No.
So anything that looks like a little dry spot that, you know, no matter how much moisture you put onto it, it still stays.
Exactly.
That's a change in your skin. So it's just keeping an eye on things like that.
It's keeping an eye. And I think, you know, if you get ahead, if you check, like you can also have like, we had a client recently who had a little spot on her nose. It kept bleeding. So we popped her in and got her looked at in skin check. And it was a precancerous mole. So vigilance, just keep looking. And I think, you know, the way in Ireland we're great. We are now, you know, a culture that we have all got really good teeth, and so do our children, okay? And we now listen and get our teeth cleaned twice a year, and we practice gum health. If you go back to the 70s, this was relatively new, and I think this is where we want to bring skin cancer awareness. We want to get people coming in, getting their checks done at least yearly. We want them to, you know, be proactive if they have a lot of pigmentation, to go, you know what, I'm going to get some of my pigment removed, because a lot of the new generation of lasers have been proven to reduce precancerous cells, particularly CO2 laser. So there's lots of, you know, there's lots of education to be done. But I think as a country, we're eager and we do look at the stats. So we have to keep spreading the message.
Yeah. So the same way as we brush our teeth in the morning and evening, let's just put the sunscreen on before we head out the door. Yeah. Finally, is there anything we need to know about the quality of the sunscreen? Sometimes I find that a bit of a minefield, what to look at on the bottle, or are there the bigger names that you just know you can trust?
There are bigger names that you can trust, but I always say to clients, find something that you like. Okay, so in other words, something that you know you'll use every day. I can't. So you've got physical sunscreens, which are zinc-based, and then you've got chemical sunscreens, which are a blend of chemicals, or you can do a combination of broad spectrum. I would always say look for a broad spectrum because it's got UVA and UVB protection. But most importantly, find a sunscreen that you like. So I use mine in the morning. I brush my teeth and I pop it on and then put the rest of my skincare, layer it on top of it. So if something's too thick or gloopy, you're not going to wear it. But if it smells nice and it feels nice, we're more inclined to use it.
And something I learned years ago on R&AM that I was guilty of and that I stopped doing, we have to buy new sunscreen. I know things are expensive and it's the cost of living, but don't pull out the one you had in the beach bag last year. Get a new one. They have a sell-by date.
They do. And that's really, really, really important. They have a sell-by date and they lose their effectiveness. So every year, invest. And they're not expensive. You know, if you look at some of the sunscreens now, you can get a really good facial sunscreen for €20, which will last you maybe 4 to 6 months, depending how much you're using it. But if you're using it every day, but I definitely would say get one. particularly if you have teenage kids, get one that feels good on their skin, or adults, it doesn't make a difference, and that they can pop on that feels good and they can go about their day.
Brilliant advice. Thank you so, so much. Aisling Cleary, Clinical Director of the Laser and Skin Clinic. Thank you so much for coming on.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.